It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Okay, so today's show is all about taking charge of your stuff that clutters your life. That's right, sometimes stuff is our thoughts, it can be objects, it can be food, or it can be our past. But either way, we're going to tackle our stuff today so we can realize our true potential. And clutter is bad for your heart, your health, everything. Clarity, it's good for you. So it's as simple as that. And, you know, while the show's going to cover stuff, and we're going to talk about how to clear it out, I thought it would be fun to first recognize some stuff that we have, the good stuff, and recognize how there's maybe something physical, an object or something that we hold on to because it represents something good in our lives. And we don't want this show to be, you know, get rid of everything you own and don't have anything, but there are little things.
Come a Himalayan monk can give away everything. Is that what we're talking about?
No, or the tiny houses. Have you seen that? Walter and I had this conversation. I don't know if you've seen tiny houses, but people are like selling all their stuff. They're moving in these little tiny houses, like 200 square feet, and living in them so that they can travel the world or whatever. But they're decluttering their life, but they're getting rid of everything. So we had this conversation if we thought we could live in a tiny house, and
we decided
we couldn't. but I don't know if you haven't seen it. You got to see the show. I think you could do it.
Well, I've seen some of the houses. Probably not on the show, but you know they'll show one that was built up overlooking the ocean and it's 600 square feet.
Yeah, little bitty things.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, and it's like you don't need the house. You're going to be outside 90% of the time.
It's like permanent camping.
I mean, yeah, it's like all you need is a roof over your head when a storm comes through.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk though about good things.
I take it you guys aren't going to get an RV when you retire.
No.
Traipsing around the country.
That works for a lot of people, but I
sell everything, buy an RV. We just the pickup.
Have you been in the car with Walter? Do you know how he drives?
Excuse me.
You are not going to drive our house down the road.
Put a fifth wheel back there. You'll be good.
I have been called
Parnelli Jones before. So some people just can't handle speed.
All right, so let's talk about something in our lives that we hold on to because it presents a good memory. And I'm thinking of something you, Walter, have that is a good memory from your dad that you hold on to. And you shared it with me. It's on a shelf in our bedroom, and you've shared it with the kids. Do you know what I'm talking about? The little dog that your dad won for you at the fair.
Yeah,
I can't believe it didn't come right to your head.
Oh, yeah. So when I was like 4 years old, my dad took me to the fair. And this was maybe a decade after World War II, and he was a marksman. So he got a rifle and, you know, shot everything down. And he got a very small stuffed little dog. It was sort of a white stuffed dog with black markings around its head. And I've had it ever since. I have it to this day. When I was in medical school, one of the legs fell off. So I sutured the leg back onto the body. I sewed it, but with suture material so it would stay. And it has stayed since. So that dog is very old, and surprisingly, our real dog Buttercup sort of looks like the stuffed dog.
Your stuffed dog's so much smarter than Buttercup. All right, what about you, Dr. Anderson?
I have it's a graduation ring from my grandfather, and then on the other side, when my grandfather passed, he had cowboy boots, so more than any one man could ever wear, and we all just. My brother and sister and I all got a pair of his boots because that kind of symbolized him.
That's great.
You know, it's kind of stored up, but they're not sitting out on display or anything. But
I love that. You know, I have my grandfather, which I've talked about a lot on the show, died when he was 90, and he played poker. He loved poker. And he basically gave me his lucky poker tie and a picture of him in a poker tournament that he won in the 50s. And he gave me really great advice. He said, the thing about winning in life is that when you win, you don't brag about it. You just smile on the inside. And, you know, I thought that was so brilliant. So I keep that picture by my bedside, and whenever I play poker, I wear his tie. I put it around my neck.
I thought you were going to break into Kenny Rogers. He said, know when to hold them and when to fold them.
You need to play more poker, Judy.
Yeah, I do.
We miss you at the poker table. Just for our listeners, Judy usually wins at poker.
All right, that music means it's time. It's time for Doc Shock. And this is fascinating. I don't know if you guys saw this. Matter of fact, I should have sent it to you. So smartphones are becoming extremely helpful in infectious disease. And they may actually help...
In causing it?
No. Oh. Well, yeah, that too. But they may actually help bring much-needed lab results to lower-income countries. So in a true meeting of the minds, I love this, because Florida Atlantic University College of Engineering and Computer Science got with Harvard Medical School, who got with Stanford School of Medicine, and all that brilliance, they actually got behind some newly published research showing that a smartphone app can take a photo of a blood sample on a specialized cellulose paper and flexible polyester film thing and determine if that sample contains things like HIV, E. coli, and staph. This is brilliant. I mean, this is going to change so much for a lot of countries that they don't have what we have. You know, they don't have the ability to test for things. And if they can create an app that can test for these things, then maybe they can create an app that can test for other diseases and plagues that hit all these countries and make a much faster diagnosis.
Yeah. They're going to come up with an app for you that you just, you know, tells you the bacterial counts everywhere.
I would pay good money for that.
Man, I could see
and then
Judy,
I would live alone in my house.
I could see Judy at a public restroom with her phone, you know, scanning the toilet seat.
Don't touch anything.
We're coming closer and closer to the tricorder from Star Trek.
Warning, warning. Run, Forrest, run.
See smoke coming out of Judy's phone, you know.
You know, that's not a germ app. Man, that's huge. I think we could probably come up with that. I mean, we just need to get some brain power that can tell us how to do it. I would buy it. I would. Yeah. So I want to make sure everybody knows that they can go on Facebook and friend us. We're always posting all kinds of stuff up on Facebook. So go on Facebook. You can find us under Stay Young Media Group. There's actually pictures of us on there if you wonder what we look like. There's pictures of us, and we post stuff on studies, etc. And then our website, stayyoungamerica.com. And always, you can find us on iTunes. That phone number for us is 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Listen up, girls. I want to talk to you for a minute about your breasts. That's right, I said breasts. It's up to us to take good care of them, and that means getting your yearly mammogram. People often ask me where I go to get mine. I choose Solis Mammography, not just because they're friendly and efficient, but because technology and experience matters. I wouldn't trust my breast health to anyone else. Solis offers 3D mammography so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. And knowing that they have the information they need gives me peace of mind that my results are accurate. When it comes to mammography, go where I go. Solis Mammography. Call now to find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com. That's solismammo.com.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam, complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, so coming up in a few minutes, we've got our special guest, Jane Sarutari. She's the author of the book, Behind the Clutter. She's going to join us. So start thinking about the clutter that you need to clear out of your life, whether it's your past, it's negative thinking, physical clutter, food, or anything else that you can think of that is keeping you from your ultimate health.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
This Immortal Minute is brought to you by Solus Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results.
Okay, I got to tell the girls, if you haven't got your mammogram, you got to go get it. Go to Solus. That's where I get my mammogram. You got to go get it. Take care of yourself.
So this is kind of a fun one as far as immortal or slow the aging process down, but they have a study they did back in 1979, published in a 1981 book, Old Age and Artifact. And so-called what they did in this experiment is they took a group of older patients and they recreated a home environment from 1959. And they had them move in and basically live as if they were in 1959, dress as if they were in 1959, et cetera. Had no mirrors other than, and they had pictures up of themselves when they're at that time in their lives. And within a week, the group that was acting out as if they were living in 1959 had improvements in mobility, cognitive functions, overall, you know, better activity levels and functioning. So that some of them came in limping along and came out, and at the end of the week, they even said they started up a touch football game out in the front yard. They had a control group that they just exposed to the same area, but they didn't have to live in it, and they also had some benefits. So this is an excuse for when you're fighting with your kids on what music you're going to listen to, and you want to listen to the oldies but goodies, that, you know, you can tell them all that it's important for your mental and physical health that you be exposed to your younger times in your age.
I love that excuse.
It's also a reason for not redecorating your den, apparently.
No,
so,
no.
You know, you go to grandma's and she's got the same furniture she's had for the last 50 years.
You know, what's interesting about that, I saw a documentary on Frank Sinatra last night. And in 1965, they asked him, they think, you know, after the Elvis Presley breakthrough, he said, they asked him, do you think rock and roll will last? And he said, never, never. It's never going to last.
I love that. So, you know, I think that study is a great segue into our guest, and because This book, Behind the Clutter, really gets to the clutter. And if you think about those older people, you take all the clutter out of their life, all the stuff that's built up over time, put them back in a simpler time, and they did much better. So we want to welcome to the show June Sarutari. She is the author of the book, Behind the Clutter. And June, thanks so much for coming on the Staying Young show.
Thanks for having me.
So what's
That's a very fascinating story.
I know, isn't it? I just totally want to go back to the 80s. Can we just...
I'm keeping my old suit so that 20 years from now I can don them again. I'll be back in style by then.
I think the good thing about growing up in the 80s is that all those songs are cool again. I see my kids actually listening to 80s songs. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, get that haircut that way.
Yeah, get the mullet. All right. So what's your story, June? Why is this your passion?
Well, this is my passion because I was not always organized or decluttered or simplified. And I realized on a practical level, I was wasting a lot of time looking for stuff. And I wasn't feeling great or confident, and I was not being productive. So on a very practical level, I decided that there needed to be a different way. And I was accustomed to things being in order, having been raised like that. And so I found that when I went off on my own, I tried to maintain those same systems that I was taught and I was raised in. And I realized that I felt so much better. We're talking about health. I just felt more confident. I felt better. I felt lighter. Things seemed to flow more easily and effortlessly in my life. And so that's what I'm passionate about. I'm talking about letting go of the clutter so that you have clear pathways to supreme health, to whatever your heart desires, to leading a life that you absolutely love.
So we've been talking about different types of clutter. One type is bad memories. I mean, how do you let go of bad memories?
Well, I do believe this is my other passion. It's the physical clutter in the physical environment is what we have control over, right? We cannot control how other people are. There's other circumstances we can't control, but we can control our physical health and our physical environment because we're physical bodies here on Earth. And so the stuff in our environment can be tentacles to our past or can be liberators to our future and our present. And so the bad memories sometimes are tied into some of this stuff that you have. You're holding on to it perhaps to remind you of a bad experience and never again to let someone, you know, take advantage of you or betray you. So what I've discovered in the 20 years of doing this with my clients and myself as well is that one item, just one item, can take you down memory lane and has an entire journey and story behind it.
Good or bad? Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But what I'm trying to encourage everybody to do is use that one item that's difficult to let go of and use it as a therapeutic tool. Because if you can get behind the clutter, a mental, emotional, and spiritual clutter behind that one physical item, then it can open up. It's like a gateway that's open. It's, inertia is unleashed. It's been dammed up. It's been stuffed up with so much stuff, maybe from the past, from the bad memories. And once you discover what it is with just that one item, then for some reason, a lot of people, they just feel more energized. People are emailing me, calling me. What did you do? I didn't do anything. All I did was have you answer the right questions. And Truth, Love, Meaning, Purpose, which is the title of my book as well, Behind the Clutter, Truth, Love, Meaning, Purpose. It's just four simple words that came through me, and I've been using it for 20 years with children, young children, 3 years old, couples, companies, individuals, to help them to liberate themselves from whatever they've been held hostage.
So do you recommend a ritualistic cleansing of, say, there's a picture of someone you don't ever want to have anything to do with? Do you
burn
have
it.
A ritualistic
burn
burning in the fireplace or ripping up and flushing down the toilet, having said a few
s'mores words?
The photos are powerful. I have a couple chapters dedicated to that where I talk about my own clutter and what I went through. So I think... I'm encouraging everybody to let go of anything that's not uplifting, that doesn't make you feel great, and it's bringing you down. But I'm not just saying to just throw it away willy-nilly. I'm saying use that item and figure out why it makes you feel bad, and then it'll unveil some answers for you if you dig deep and you ask for the truth to come to the surface. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, what about those people that, getting rid of stuff creates more anxiety than the stuff? You know, I mean, there's those that, they can't get rid of anything because they'll sit there, I may need that, or that, it's not memories per se. It's just they can't.
Right. And I've seen those shows. That's crazy.
Yeah, but not the pathologic ones. I'm just talking.
Not the buried in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's fear. So there's always a reason why it's hard to let go. And what I'm saying and I'm encouraging everybody to do is examine that one item. It doesn't matter if you have 1, 5, 10, or 100 items. It's the same issue to get to the root cause behind that one item and why it's so difficult to let go, whether it's 100 or 1. And it's too overwhelming if you look at the 100. So I'm encouraging everybody to start small and go to one item and take that deep with truth, love, meaning, purpose. What's the truth of this item? Why is it hard to let go? Is it because just in case I might need it one day in the next year? Oh, I spent a lot of money on it. I may never have the money to replace that, right? Or the good memories. Or like you said, the good memories. And that's okay if you figure out that that's the reason why you loved that item.
Yeah.
And it brings back happy memories, then why not? Yes. Then it's kind of like what you brought up at the beginning of the show with that 1959 home environment.
That's a great story, isn't it? Hey, we got to go to a break. You know, when we come back, I really want to tackle this, and we didn't really talk about this ahead of time, but I really want to tackle when you go through a divorce and you fight over stuff, what keeping that stuff around can actually do to your health. And the reason we're covering this topic for the listeners is because having too much clutter, whether it's mental or physical or it's real objects or whatever, it actually can affect your health. It can cause stress, obesity, heart disease, all of these things. So that's why there's a real tie to clutter and to health. So before we go to the break, I want to give a shout out to the military. We love you guys and gals. Thank you so much for listening. We can track those downloads of the podcast, and we're just happy to bring you a little taste of home. And for anyone who is listening and wants to do the podcast, you can find it at stayyoungamerica.com. There's a link there to iTunes.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Imagine being able to reach your doctor at any hour or be seen the same day you call by healthcare professionals who know and care about you. What if you could have your yearly exam and all your primary care visits covered for the entire year? Well, no need to imagine. This is the reality of Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs. Learn more about Executive Medicine of Texas and our concierge programs by going to emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932. That's emtexas.com, 800-910-3932.
You never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solus Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solus Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solus Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551 or go online at solismammo.com.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the Yearly Concierge Package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
When you're a health and wellness expert, people pay special attention to the way you look, and I'm always being asked about my flawless skin. My secret is actually based on science. I use stem cell cream, which helps rebuild my skin from the inside out, turning back the hands of time. Goodbye wrinkles and goodbye age spots. Hello, young and flawless skin. You can order Lifeline stem cell products at stayyoungskin.com or call 800-910-3932. Stayyoungskin.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com. 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, coming up, we've got the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Grab a pen, 844-WELL-100. That's the toll-free number, 844-WELL-100. You just got to get the riddle right and send us your information. We'll send you out a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection. So we're talking with author June Sarwatari. She is the author of the book, Behind the Clutter, Truth, Love, Meaning, and Purpose. And, you know, this is such a great topic, June, and we're covering it, just for so our listeners know, we're covering it because when you have clutter, whether it's mental clutter, it's objects, or it could be, you know, food. I mean, a lot of people have very cluttered food. So I want to talk about that for a minute. But all of these things really can affect your health. Now, before we went to the break, I mentioned when you go through a divorce, and this happens, unfortunately, too much in this country, and you fight over stuff. Once you have that stuff and you've started over, don't you think that stuff can bring, like, negativity to your new life?
Yes. It's a great opportunity when you're moving or you're moving to a new job to let go of the past. And that even means even letting go of past successes. I mean, how much we're talking about that. Like, how much stuff do you need to remind you of the good memories, you know, trophies, awards, and all that. And I think it's okay to hold on to some of it to remind you, yes, I was successful. Yes, I won this award. But how much do we really need?
I'm peaked in high school, Rob Lowe. I've got my, you know, trophies from kindergarten still up on the mantle. Yeah. Most improved soccer player, third grade. Can't let go.
There you go. And that's okay, too. I mean, I don't know if you play soccer still.
No.
See how sweet she is? Oh, that's okay, too.
Yeah, so is that like a red flag? You walk in there and they've got trophies from high schools and medals still up there? The little shrine in the corner? It's like, you need to let go, pal. You
know, Mark,
in high school.
It sounds like you have some unresolved issues.
Oh, tons of them.
Well, we need to talk about this sometime.
That's why I do this show every week.
We got to get rid of the clutter.
Well, I'm sure she's heard. Have you ever heard of George Carlin's shtick on stuff? right?
Yeah.
You've heard that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's fantastic. You can Google it up, watch it on YouTube.
I'll have to Google
but
it.
But it's like, you know, not only do we get stuff, but then we have to places to put the stuff, you know, and it's more stuff than stuff. And it kind of gets to the point of you don't need stuff to make you happy.
It's like all those units that people buy. You know, sometimes I watch that show, Storage Wars. And then people, like, I guess they don't pay their unit or whatever, and people bid on them. And they open them up, and there's full of stuff. And some stuff's actually really valuable. But do people really need so much stuff that they got to rent somewhere to put their stuff? That's crazy.
That's it.
According to George Carlin, yeah. You need a bigger house to put more stuff.
Well, now, then it comes down to, then, are you leading the life that you love? Can that money be spent elsewhere?
Yeah,
and you're holding on to the stuff that you don't even go to, and then you go buy more stuff because you can't find that stuff that's in the storage unit. You know, so I think it comes down to priorities and like you were saying, that your health. And is this contributing to your supreme health?
So,
I think that you're holding on to it and you're still carrying around with you, even though you pretend, you know, it's maybe in storage unit far, far away.
But I can't just let go yet.
Now, some rich people, they have it made. They get stuff, and their stuff is all these expensive paintings. So what they do is they open up a museum and charge admission for their stuff.
Yes. Well, my question
is brilliant.
I love that idea.
Has eBay helped with our mental health? Because now we try to sell our stuff to other people that are collecting stuff. Right?
You should have a chapter on eBay. I'm just saying. All right, let's talk about regret, because regret is mental stuff, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I mean, it clutters the brain. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you talk about regret in the book. Give our listeners a little taste of that. The book's great. I think everybody should get this book, Behind the Clutter, Truth, Love, Meaning, and Purpose, because it really... really makes you think. I was reading and I was like, yeah, I need to go. I need to take a month off and spring clean. That's what I need to do. All right. So let's get back to regret.
Okay. And I think what you're saying is just starting a conversation with yourself so you can go down on that journey of letting go of the stuff, you know, that really isn't serving your highest good. But with regret, for instance, I had a brochure from college. I did not go away on this travel abroad program because I was with a boyfriend who said, no, stay with me over the summer. And so I held on to this travel brochure. Now, to anybody else, it just looks like it's a travel brochure, right? But to me, what it represented was never again to let somebody else dictate to me what I should be doing with my life or what I want to be doing with my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it contained... you know, disappointment. I betrayed myself. I was mad at my anger and frustration at myself. I was blaming this other person when really it was about me taking responsibility for my life and that I allowed this person to dictate to me how I should live my life.
You must really have liked this guy, man.
I did.
And let me guess, you don't talk to him anymore.
I don't, but I let go of the brochure. What I'm saying is, like, everybody can do the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's really hard for us to tell somebody else, let go of that. That's only a piece of paper, or it's only a napkin. But in that napkin or a piece of paper or that one photo can be contained some valuable lessons that you can walk away with. And then you can actually let go of the physical item. So you don't need to carry that physical item. You hold the lesson in your heart.
Well, let's talk about owning mistakes. So I think that you're talking a little bit to that too, but it could be any kind of mistake. I mean, it could be, you know, you dropped out of college or you divorced someone maybe you wish you would have stayed with, or you quit a job that you wish you would have stayed at. So people make mistakes. I mean, we're human. So sometimes we have to own those and turn them around into something positive. So give our listeners a little advice on that.
Well, for instance, with that brochure, it stayed with me for many years. I'm embarrassed to admit that, but it did, because I think it was a powerful mistake that I needed to remind myself of, and I needed that physical item. So I think if you quit a job that you regret, it's to remind you I never again want to listen to somebody else's advice and check in with my own intuition, or, you know, go back to, if it was you dropped out of college and you're holding on to, you know, an acceptance letter from a college, and for some reason you could not go to college. Maybe that acceptance letter represents hope, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you were actually accepted into college and that one day you can go to college again. So I think we were talking about bad stuff, good stuff. I don't really consider it bad or good. I just consider it, is it being a blessing in your life now? Is it a lesson that you need to be reminded of? Then hold on to it for a little bit longer. And then let it be the impetus or the catalyst for you to take steps with the life that you want to love and lead. So.
All right. Question. Pathologic,
yes,
or not? Scrapbooking. So all these chicks are into going to these conventions and buying special scissors and all this other stuff.
A Cricut. I got a Cricut.
And they won't let go of anything. I mean, you know, they're putting foreskins in these, you know, things and such, right?
I
is
do
that
save
pathologic?
The cord.
Right? They can't let go of the kid being a kid.
Well, okay.
You're going to throw the rest of the women under the bus. Let me guess. You're in one of these groups, right?
No, I'm not.
Do you own a Cricut?
It's a brilliant idea, actually. Think about this. Think about this. What it is that you think about an event in your life or a time period or the kid's first grade, right? And then you find you pick 10 items that represent that time period or event. I think that's powerful. Because then you're having to make a choice. You can't put every single, you know, artwork, piece of artwork that your child did when he was in first grade into this memory book, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a tool to preserve the memory in a positive way. And then what about if that's one thing, though, if you're holding on to then 10 more boxes related to that one event, then why are you holding on to those boxes?
Yeah,
when all
see, scrapbooking is good.
Qualify an event. Okay, I mean, you know, they'll do a scrapbook on the mail was delivered today.
And here's the mailman.
Yeah, it's not like major events. I mean, you know, they've got so much invested in all that equipment. They got to scrapbook everything.
Yeah. Hey, June, I got to let you go, but I want to read real quick this little bit out of your book. I love this. It's on page 403. You don't need all this stuff. You have everything you need within yourself. Don't let the stuff make you feel complete or whole or define you. You are enough, and all you were born with to be without your stuff. The stuff should just be an extension of you. I love that. And there's more to it, but I just took a little piece of that. You know, I think that the book is fantastic. So for the listeners, it's Behind the Clutter, and is June Sarwatari. We're going to put her up on our Facebook page. You'll be able to find her, and you can also find more information on our website about her at stayyoungamerica.com. Grab a pen, because Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day is coming up.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Imagine being able to reach your doctor at any hour or be seen the same day you call by healthcare professionals who know and care about you. What if you could have your yearly exam and all your primary care visits covered for the entire year? Well, no need to imagine. This is the reality of Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs. Learn more about Executive Medicine of Texas and our concierge programs by going to emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932. That's emtexas.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
Hey everyone, this is Larry North, and for years I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside, but when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body. And do not trust it to just a 5-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817 512-4300 or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
What kind of supplements do you take? And did you know that not all supplements are created equal? Now, pharmaceutical-grade supplements are regulated to actually contain what they say they contain. And the Stay Young Vitamin line is a pharmaceutical-grade supplement line dedicated to bringing you only the purest and highest quality ingredients. Best part, most of our supplements are gluten-free and vegetarian. You can order online at StayYoungVitamins.com or you can call 1-800-910-3932 for a free color catalog. That's online at StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932 for a free color catalog. That Stay Young Vitamin line is pharmaceutical grade supplements made with the purest and the highest quality ingredients just for you. StayYoungVitamins.com, 1-800-910-3932.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, so today we have been talking all about getting rid of the clutter in your lives and getting truth, love, meaning, and purpose, as June Soratari has taught us, back in your life. So I want you to remember, though, grab a pen, because the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day is coming up. It's your chance to win a free copy of the book, 844-WELL-100. That's the phone number you need, 844-WELL-100. Or you can go to the website, StayYoungAmerica.com.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
All right, so today we've got Felicia Clark. She's out of Denver, Colorado. And Felicia is also the author of the book, I Like My Body. Felicia, thanks for coming on and playing with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Just real quick, I think the title of your book, I Like My Body, is great. And I love that you're getting rid of the negativity and getting people to really live life to the fullest by appreciating themselves and not living in the negativity. I think that's great. That's a great passion to have. So we're going to see how brilliant you are by playing this Medical Mania Trivia. So here's how it works. The doctors are going to give you five questions, and some will be softballs, some might be hardballs, and some might be curveballs. But as you go along, you're going to earn points, and with those points, you can win things like some vitamins out of our Stay Young Vitamin line, resveratrol to be exact, or you can win Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. And so the whole I Like My Body, you'll like your body even more with Lifeline Stem Cell Cream, because I use it religiously. But it's amazing. But here we go.
Okay, I love this skin cell cream, and that's what I want, so.
Okay, all right, you can do this.
So some of these are kind of nutritionally based. First question is, omega-3s and omega-6s are also known as what? Where do we find omega-3s and omega-6s in abundance?
In fish?
That's right.
That's
fish
right.
Oil. So very good. One down. You're on the way.
Yeah. All right. Nice. Where's our little button? Our producer fell asleep. There you go.
I think we need to give Jim a shot of adrenaline. Okay. An EKG, which is also known as an ECG, is a test to evaluate what?
The heart.
That's right.
Very good.
Jury was quick on that one. He knew the answer to that one, too.
And just for our listeners, the EKG or ECG checks the
electricity.
The electricity in the heart. So a lot of people say, oh, I had an EKG, I'm fine. Well, it doesn't tell the whole story, just part of it.
That's right.
All right. Dairy is a good source of what? What does dairy have in it that most all of us need a little extra of? Several things.
I'm thinking of two things.
Okay.
Can I give two answers?
Yeah, sure.
I'll say calcium and vitamin D.
Nice.
Right.
That's right. Vitamin D is usually added
too.
To it.
Yeah, dairy doesn't have vitamin D by itself.
But they add it to it
because add it to milk.
It's absorbed when you take in calcium. So
yeah,
they add it because so it can be absorbed. But very good. Hey, you have already won the resveratrol. Now you're playing for the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream because, you know, the more you get right, the better your gift is. So you could actually win both of them. And here we go.
Okay. Glucagon is secreted by what organ? Glucagon.
Oh, man. Based on glucose part of it, I'm just going to say the pancreas.
That's right.
Oh,
very good.
Man, she's smart. Felicia, if all of our players were as good as you, we'd be out of everything. Okay, here we go.
Final question. Melatonin is found where in our bodies?
Skin?
Yeah.
That's right. So skin and hair
and
nails.
Oh, my gosh.
Perfect
and hair, score. So. You got the stem cell cream. Woohoo.
Yay.
All right, Felicia, we're going to send you out some resveratrol and also some stem cell cream, so Lifeline stem cell cream. So for our listeners, you can get that on the website, stayyoungamerica.com. There's links to both of those on there. And if you want to play with us, the Medical Mania Trivia, then all you got to do is let us know by calling us 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100, or fill out the contact us form on stayyoungamerica.com. Thank you so much for playing, Felicia.
Thank you.
Take care. All righty. Bye-bye. All right. So, you know, I really want to talk about this one thing before we close up, and that is you guys, I want you to talk just briefly about how patients have to own their health mistakes. We talked about owning your mistakes, but a lot of times we see people, maybe they have diabetes or heart disease, they're going down the wrong road, but they won't own up to it. They kind of laugh it off. And if they do that, I mean, it's certain death.
Well, that's right. And the question, you know, we had asked in a previous show, how do we inspire patients? I think the first thing to inspire patients have to be honest with themselves, more importantly than anything else. I love it when husbands and wives come in together.
Yeah.
Or maybe only one of them has an appointment. I had a situation today husband and wife, I had put them both on a nutritional program to lose weight and feel better. Husband's lost 20 pounds, feels great. And the wife says, I can't lose any weight. It's impossible. And of course, having the husband there reveals the truth, because after the wife said, I eat just like my husband, he said, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
You eat cakes and cookies.
And ice cream.
And you're not exercising. And, you know, a physician cannot help a patient if a patient isn't at least honest with themselves. They have to admit, okay, I ate all this. As a doctor, I'm not going to beat them up, but it's a starting point for advice, trying to inspire them to do the right thing.
You know, we had a patient recently that's on the Stay Young Prime program, and I love what he said. He said, you know, if I could do this by myself, and he's trying to lose weight and reverse pre-diabetes. He said, if I could do this by myself, I would have done it by now. I obviously can't do it. So I'm coming to you for help. You know, Kim and you and the whole team. And he said, I want all of you to lead me in this. And I thought that was huge. I mean, here's a big guy. He's, you know, he's obviously highly intelligent. He's been extremely successful in life. And he just had to admit that he can't do this. And I thought that was huge. Owning up, he said, I got myself into this mess and I can't fix it. I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, that's a starting point. You got to have honesty there. Well, it's time. Yes, it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. Are you ready for this week's question, Judy?
Yes, it's a question. Not a riddle, it's a question.
It's a question and a riddle.
Oh.
And it's a very short question.
Oh, boy.
Here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
What building has the most stories? That's right. What building has the most stories?
In the whole world?
What's that number they send in the answer to, Judy?
Okay, so call 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. Or you can go on the website at stayyoungamerica.com. That's stayyoungamerica.com. Or that toll-free number, 844-WELL-100. And don't forget, if you want to come on and play trivia with us, you know, drop us a line either via the website, stayyoungamerica.com, or call us at 844-WELL-100. Say, hey, I'm a longtime listener. I think I'm smart enough. I want to come on and win some stuff, because that's how we roll. okay, so another thing that I thought would be good for us to tackle that we didn't tackle with our guest, and that is the food habit. We really wanted to get into the food, and we just ran out of time. But a lot of times with clutter, it's food. And so I want to talk about the pantry for just a minute. I want everyone who's listening to go to their pantry and really think about getting rid of a lot of it.
Yes, it will be painful, but you have to get rid of the cookies.
Yeah, the cookies, anything that's packaged and processed.
The sodas.
Yeah, oh, the sodas.
Throw them out.
Throw them out. Because if they're in there, and then here's the thing, people say, oh, I want to get healthy. And then they go to the pantry, and then they look in the pantry, and everything's still in there, but they're hanging on to it. It's clutter.
Well, and they say, well, I paid money for this. You're going to pay more money when
you get diabetes. Donate it to the food pantry.
Donate it to the food bank. Sure.
Smile. I had a patient one time. That's my challenge to him. I said, go to the pantry and get rid of all the stuff that's got barcodes on it. You know, you shouldn't have. And he came back, and he's like, I filled up the frickin' dumpster. He goes, there's nothing left in my pantry. You know, the dumpster was full.
Well, you know, this is such a great topic. We could talk forever. But, hey, join us next week right here so you can listen to us talk about how you can stay young and you can stay healthy.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Gammon, co-author of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and partner at Executive Medicine of Texas. I want to talk to the women out there for a moment. The female body starts to change as early as age 30. Finding an adequate balance of hormones is the best way to stay young and stay looking and feeling young. Executive Medicine of Texas is able to do a full assessment of your hormonal levels and make recommendations accordingly. Our two-visit assessment includes 19 laboratory tests, physician assessment, mammogram, and recommendations. If you're a candidate for bioidentical hormones, we'll prescribe a dose that is as individual as you are. Schedule your assessment today and start feeling better tomorrow. Call 1-800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com. That's 800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com
or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.